Welcome back to Buffalo Wild Wings. Brian Schultz and Kelly Schultz with you. Another Beaver Fever Friday. Kelly's in the books.
It always makes me sad when this day comes because that means our seasons are officially over. And your season would have kept going had we not gotten the snow. Beaver baseball would have been playing.
Is still one doubleheader scheduled for next Saturday. So we can hope that the snow is melted and we'll have one more date of Beaver baseball. But it has been a very, very quick season.
It has gone by fast. Yeah, very fast. From broadcasting Beaver football, being on the sidelines for that for me was fun, especially the season that they had. And then being able to call a Beaver soccer game in the playoffs, that was fun. And they beat St. Cloud. Then going right into women's hockey season and watching them play well again this year. And then getting a chance to watch Jess Yost. I'm sorry, there have been few athletes like her, double athletes, where they play two sports in college and are that good in both sports. And it was fun being able to watch her pitch in softball, and good luck to the Beavers this weekend and in the playoffs.
And they are currently fifth in the standings with four games to go. Top eight make the playoffs, so certainly looking as if they will make the NSIC softball tournament for the second year in a row. I don't know the exact number off the top of my head, but we are close to 170 broadcasts this sports season.
That's a lot of games.
We added all the Beaver men's and women's basketball this year. We've added the soccer and the volleyball and the softball that you've mentioned, and continued with football and men's and women's hockey and with baseball. But I'm going to pat ourselves on the back here a little bit. 170 games is an awful lot.
That's a lot.
We certainly wouldn't do it without the Beaver faithful.
Of course.
Couldn't do it without all of our sponsors, and certainly couldn't do it without the three other people sitting in this room here today from the BSU Athletic Media Relations Department that deals with all of our interview requests over the year. I actually was going to add up all of the interviews that we did on Mondays and Tuesdays and played back on these Beaver Fever Fridays over the course of the year, and I actually forgot to do that. But
it's a lot.
We're somewhere in the vicinity of averaging six a week from September until May.
That's a lot of people we've talked to.
Yeah, that is. It's an awful lot of access to Beaver athletics that we certainly hope the fans have enjoyed over the course of the year.
Like you said, we couldn't have done it without Brad Folkstead and his crew, Tyler and Colin and the rest of the student workers that help us on game day with all the stats and everything that they give us. So kudos to them. They make us sound smart.
The Beaver Radio Network will continue in the off season. We always have a special project or two in the off season at BeaverRadioNetwork.com, and we certainly are looking forward already to a football opener next September.
It's going to be fun, and homecoming's earlier this year. So,
big thank you to the entire staff here at Buffalo Wild Wings as well. Never had an empty glass, never had an empty container of wings over there either. So a big thank you to them. And thanks to all of you for listening here on this final Beaver Fever Friday right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Go Beavers.